Hello, hello, and welcome back to The Wow Factor, the only show that dives headfirst into the glorious, glittering pool of modern vanity. I'm your host, Wow, and with me is the woman who puts the shine in showbiz, Sparkle.
Always a pleasure, Wow. So what stone are we turning over today?
What fascinating creature will we find scurrying underneath? Today, Sparkle, we are tackling a magnificent beast, the male of the species, who has recently discovered the magic of cosmetic enhancement, but is still trying to pretend he was just born with a jawline that could cut glass.
Oh, I love this. You're talking about the great cover-up. For decades, women have been the masters of the, "Oh, I just woke up like this" illusion. It seems the boys are finally trying to get in on the act.
They are, and it's not just a little Botox between the eyes to erase their perpetual frown from watching sports. We're seeing a huge surge in everything from hair transplants to, get this, pectoral implants.
Pec implants? Seriously? So that sudden, "I've been hitting the gym hard" chest isn't from bench presses, it's from a billing statement.
In some cases, yes. And chin fillers, liposuction, BBLs, eyelid lifts, the menu is expanding. But the truly hilarious part isn't the procedures themselves, it's the elaborate spy thriller level of secrecy surrounding them.
Right, the excuses. It's my favorite part. A woman might say, "Oh, I had a chemical peel." And her friends say, "Looks great, honey." A man disappears for 2 weeks on a fishing trip and comes back looking suspiciously well-rested and smooth.
Exactly. And if you ask him about it, he'll say, "Yeah, just got a lot of fresh air." Fresh air that somehow fixed his deviated septum and erased his crow's feet. What kind of magical, oxygen-rich air is that? I want to breathe it.
The excuses are just so much less creative than ours. We've honed our craft for generations. "My new eye cream is just amazing," or, "I started drinking more water." Meanwhile, he's telling everyone he walked into a door to explain the bruising from his nose job.
How clumsy are these men? Are there just doors flying at them from every angle? Or, my personal favorite, "I had an allergic reaction to some shellfish."
Yes, the classic shellfish allergy that only makes your lips plump and your forehead immobile. A very specific, very rare medical condition, I'm sure.
So, let's dissect this. Why the big secret? For women, for better or worse, it's become more normalized. There are Botox parties. It's discussed on reality TV. But for men, it feels like there's still this huge stigma attached.
Totally. It probably feels like a threat to their masculinity. You know, the whole men are supposed to be rugged and age like fine wine. They're not supposed to care about wrinkles.
Right. A little gray in the beard is distinguished. A little sagging under the eyes is character. But secretly, they're in the dermatologist's office asking for the executive package. They want the results, but they don't want anyone knowing the effort. It's the ultimate having your cake and eating it too.
And you have to wonder if social media is driving it. They see these hyper-filtered, chiseled guys online and think, "I want to look like that in my quarterly report meeting."
100%. It's the dawn of the Instaman. But here's my take. Welcome to the club, fellas. For years, women have navigated the impossible tightrope of being told to age gracefully while also being expected to look 25 forever.
Exactly. So if you're going to join us in the quest for eternal youth, at least learn the rules. Rule number one, get better at lying about it. Or here's a crazy idea, just own it.
Now that would be a plot twist. Can you imagine? "Hey, Bob, you look great." "Thanks, Jim. It's filler. My guy is an artist." But until that day comes, we'll just have to keep an eye out for friends who've developed a sudden severe allergy to shellfish.
And who seem to be walking into an unusual amount of doors.
All right, that's all the time we have for today on The Wow Factor. A big thanks to the dazzling Sparkle. And to all you listeners out there, remember, whether you earned those laugh lines or paid to have them removed, just keep smiling.
Until next time, stay fabulous.